Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 6th, 2020. Today is Friday in the first week of Lent. This is a reading from the third chapter of Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy, and that temple you are. These lines from Paul are coming immediately after his discussion about the Corinthians' spiritual immaturity, that they need to be eating meat, but instead they're drinking milk because of, and that's evidenced because of their infighting, partisanship, gossiping, all that kind of thing that we talked about yesterday. But here, Paul sort of raises the stakes that in the people of God, the Spirit of God dwells, that literally the assembly, the congregation of the people of God become God's temple. Not a building, but a people. And while in my former life, this language about being God's temple was sort of individualized, each of us being God's temple, and so a whole lot of preaching was about moral purity and that sort of thing. But really, Paul is not talking to an individual here. He is talking to a congregation. It is the people assembled who are indeed the temple of God. The church, meaning the body of Christ, the living, breathing, right now, right here, people of God, are God's temple. And as we all know, as a living temple, we still live with the realities of our own brokenness and our own sinfulness. Redeemed, but not perfected. We still are a work in progress. And I think in the light of what Paul is saying, just to be reminded that God's Spirit dwells in us, which means in me, in you, in the people gathered around us, God's Spirit dwells in the assembled people of God, even the people across the aisle from us in church that we struggle with. We are, as the church of God, the temple of God. On Fridays in Lent here at Trinity Church, we take part in a centuries-old practice of walking the Stations of the Cross. The Stations of the Cross was not a part of my growing up, but I have come through these number of years to be particularly drawn to the movement of the stations, to the prayerfulness that happens through contemplating Jesus' journey to Golgotha. And we always do it here at Trinity on Fridays because that's a commemoration of Good Friday. Anyway, today, as we were walking the stations and praying, I was thinking about this line from Paul's letter, "You are the temple of God." And one of the pieces of the stations, which comes from tradition, not necessarily from Scripture, is this tradition that Jesus falls three times on his way to Golgotha. I'm particularly taken by those images that we have at Trinity Church of Jesus falling under the weight of his cross. I think it's instructive for us as the church to recognize that in spite of our best attempts, we will fall, we will stumble. As individuals and corporately, we will make mistakes, and the church's history is riddled with our corporate sinfulness, our corporate misunderstanding of the gospel, the ways in which we have persecuted others who are not Christians, the ways we have mistreated each other nationwide, it's helpful to remember that we are still carrying our imperfections and sinfulness. And one of the collects that we pray in Stations of the Cross is particularly poignant in light of Jesus falling on the way to Golgotha and the church's continuing struggle to stand upright, to be righteous, when it is a group of people worldwide who are still struggling under the weight of their own sin, redeemed but not yet perfect. We are the temple of God, and we are works in progress. Here's that collect. Let us pray. Teach your church, O Lord, to mourn the sins of which it is guilty, and to repent and forsake them, that by your pardoning grace, the results of our iniquities may not be visited upon our children and our children's children, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.